We really love entrepreneurs and small business owners, and we want to help you to win. We want to help you to be able to get above the business. Start to see yourself in thinking like the architect of your business. And what architects do, they design things and they use blueprints to do it. That's why we want to help you to be able to design the blueprint for your business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Above the Business podcast and big celebration today. It is the 500th episode of the Above the Business podcast. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to spend the entirety of the next, say, 10 minutes or so just talking about, hey, we're proud of the team of getting to 500 episodes. And indeed, I certainly am. But I'm going to share with you something that I decided to just kind of riff a little bit about, something around doing 500 episodes and how it can specifically apply to your business. So if you're new here, we help business owners to get above the business, start thinking like the architect of their business. And then ultimately, what architects use, they use blueprints, and we want to help you to be able to design the blueprint to grow your small business. All right, so 500 episodes. Whenever I first started the podcast, back when it was the Club Capital Leadership Podcast, along with Micah Cannon and the entire team at Club Capital in 2019, obviously, we didn't know what was going to happen a couple of months later with COVID, but just it was on a whim. I had really enjoyed listening to podcasts, and I said, hey, let's start a podcast. Never would I have ever thought that we were going to one day be at 500 episodes. And so thank you. Thank you for the listeners of the podcast. Thank you for sharing the podcast. I was talking to someone yesterday that said he'd listened to the podcast for about 4 years. And when we were on the phone, he talked about he felt like that he had gotten to know me personally. And I just want to share with you how much that means to me. I hope I have played some small part along the journey in your small business to help you in some way. It means a lot. There's so many different things you could be listening to, from YouTube, other thought leaders, to listening to music, et cetera. And I just want to tell you, the time that you spend here on this podcast means a tremendous amount to me, even if that is just simply one person that's out there. So what is something that I feel like that, looking back and kind of reflecting on the podcast specifically over 500 episodes, that stands out? And it's this thing, I don't know where I first heard this, but it's this idea of stick around long enough to be noticed. If you think about the show as an example, and there's a lot of different ones like this, but the Game of Thrones, I think there was 8 different seasons. And so it had been going on for a number of years. Now, I certainly had heard about it, but had never really become interested. Why is everybody talking about this thing called the Game of Thrones? Maybe I should take a look at it and watch it. And obviously, I ended up watching it, catching up to it, and actually got into it. So I understand why it was so popular at the time. But that was 6 seasons, which certainly was not 6 years. I mean, it was longer than that. I don't know how long that actually took. And that's whenever I first noticed. And so when you think about with your small business, when you are wanting to grow your business, look, there are some things that you can do, some levers you can pull to grow your business this quarter. As a matter of fact, we just on Tuesday had hosted the quarterly and helping small business owners to figure out what are the wins, what are the lessons, what are the challenges, and how would they encapsulate Q3? And then what are the 3 to 5 priorities that they want to set going into Q4? Q4 is obviously important because you're finishing, you obviously have a quarter, but you're also finishing out a year. So there are obviously initiatives and things that people are going to be doing, and we're going to be doing in Q4 to grow our companies. And you're much the same. But sometimes we can lose patience over the long haul. One thing I do really like about Alex Hormozi, one of the things that he says is just sticking with something over a long period of time, sticking with a business, sticking with, I'm going to continue to do the right things. One of the companies I'm involved with does kind of exterior remodeling, and it's now that company is in its going into its fourth year, and the SEO, the Google SEO work, a company like DirectClicks can obviously help you with your insurance agency to do that as well. That SEO work is just now really starting to pay dividends. In fact, it is the biggest way that that business gets leads and makes sales today. But it wasn't like that 2 years ago, and it just took time. It took time in that particular case for the algorithm. But ultimately, you keep doing the right things. You keep having the right actions. Over a long enough period of time, you will get there. You've heard me say often, 91% of small businesses never cross $1 million in top line revenue, and 96% don't see their 10th birthday. I just shared that with one of my newest clients, Pool Company, down in Texas. In 2023, they crossed $1 million in top line revenue for the very first time. They had no idea of that statistic, and they had been in business for about 15 years. And so just 2 years ago, they crossed $1 million. They'd been in business over 10 years. They have beaten both of those odds, and they have aspirations to grow that company many, many more millions than that over the next handful of years. And I hope I'm able to be a small part in their journey to do that. But it really is about sticking with something long enough to get noticed. So if you're listening to this and you're in your early 2 to 3 years, just getting things off the ground and running, let me encourage you, stick with it. I never would have thought we would have had 200,000 downloads of this podcast over the last handful of years, or whatever the number is, well past that at this point. I'm so grateful to all of you for listening to it. I'm so thankful for my team, the team, Ali and your team, Effie. You guys have been fantastic. You've been with us from the very get-go. We've kept the same podcast editors and engineers from the jump. And so thank you to them. Thank you to Ellie and Courtney on the team. We've had the exact same team doing this. And honestly, we have big plans to really improve this. One of the mental models I want to share with you is more, better, new. And we think about going into not just Q4, but in next year. What are the things we can do more of? What are the things we can do better? What can we do new? And this podcast specifically falls into the better category. We are going to relook at every single thing we do, the guest, the themes, the series, the Friday episodes, et cetera, just like this. And we're going to figure out, how can we make this better for you? How can the 10 to 30 minutes that you spend with us once or twice a week, how can that be more and more impactful to you? Because my hope is, it's not a handful of years down the road, we're celebrating 1,000 episodes. I guess if we drop 2 a week for the next handful of years, that's 100. I mean, it's going to be another 5 years before we get to 1,000 episodes. But it's not just about the number. It's about specifically now increasing the quality of the episodes and the content that we put out for all of you. We really love entrepreneurs and small business owners, and we want to help you to win. We want to help you to be able to get above the business, start to see yourself in thinking like the architect of your business. And what architects do, they design things and they use blueprints to do it. And that's why we want to help you to be able to design the blueprint for your business. If you'd love to get in touch with us, book in a call and see what it's like, we'd love to have a blueprint game plan call with you. Just go to blueprintos.com. You can book in a call, and let myself or somebody on my team would love to chat with you about what that looks like. Thank you for making 500 episodes possible. Thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast and sharing it. Stick around long enough to get noticed. All right, everyone, lead well and go be great. And hey, if you're listening to this, watching this on YouTube, would love if you would like, hit that subscribe button. We're going to be putting some content out specifically for YouTube in 2026. We're super excited about that. And hopefully even sticking around long enough to get noticed on YouTube as well. All right. See you next time.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach Peen will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during sign-up. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.